You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back for the final segment, and I am going to lose it. I am lifting off. I can't believe that I had to read in today's paper that almost half of America is living in poverty. This is America, the country of self-reliance. We can't be underemployed. We can't be unemployed. We need to lift ourselves together out of poverty. We need to help the weaker people in society. If you are looking down your nose at the people who are having a tough time because they're underemployed or unemployed, get over it. Start helping your fellow man. Make this a better place to be, not a worse place to be. And as far as that goes, I got to tell you, the political candidates are at one or extreme or another. And why is that? It's because we have a closed primary system. Democrats only vote for Democrats. Republicans only vote for Republicans. And that's why the most radical people go and win in those elections and get nominated for president and then move to the middle. We need open primaries. Open primaries so the independents that decide the election can vote for the candidates early on, so we get moderate candidates, so we end this gridlock. The number one problem facing America, and I gotta believe the world today, is the gridlock that these morons in Washington, D.C. are causing. They should all be thrown out. Every last one of them is part of the problem, and we've got to get it going in business. And the way to do that is to get rid of these people that continue to be ideologues instead of representatives of the people. The people want the power. They want the economy rolling. You people in Washington, stop taking brinksmanship positions and simply get along. Even Ronald Reagan accepted tax cuts if it would move his tax increases, if it would move his agenda forward.